clearly was more than he's ever played there this year.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want our offense to become predictable. You don't want Alshon lining up in the same spot every time. You don't want me lining up in the same spot every team where defense knows where we're going to be before the play starts, where they're able to roll their coverages each and every play. So I think the coaches are doing an unbelievable job kind of allowing us to be in positions that kind of aren't natural to a normal offense. Obviously, Alshon is a typical X receiver. He's going to get the number one cornerback, so you don't want to have that number one cornerback knowing exactly where his help is each and every play. So it's kind of a big benefit for the offense when we're able to move people around.
Zach, coming off an emotional win, this team being 9-1, have you heard any of the kind of buzz outside of this locker room about what the expectations are for this team?
Not really. I mean, the expectation is to win football games. We're so, like, young and kind of inexperienced in this situation. So we're just kind of going out there having fun each and every week. We're a real confident group. Each and every time we step on the field, we expect to win. And I think that's our whole mindset going forward.
Were you ever 9-1 in high school or college?
Yeah, in college we had a lot of good football teams. High school, no. I mean, we were good, but never this dominant. In the NFL, it's not supposed to happen where you're beating teams by two touchdowns or supposed to be close games. So I think it's a testament to the guys that we have on this team, the attitude we have on the team. Every time we step on the field, we expect to win.
How do you make sure that you guys aren't complacent and that you guys kind of stay level-headed through all this?
I mean, everyone wants to say the teams we play against are desperate teams, but we're desperate too. I mean, we haven't won a playoff game since I've been here. I think that's the kind of whole outlook that we have, is that we've never had the postseason success since I've been here. So we're a desperate team too.
The unselfishness of this team is so evident. Can that, as Doug said, be a little contagious? I mean, it seems to trickle down, especially when new people are coming in.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you never want to be the guy to kind of be the prima donna that no one wants to be around. I think Howie and Doug and Joe have done a great job of kind of bringing guys in that care more about the team than themselves. I think Brent has done an unbelievable job. He's kind of the role model of unselfishness. He's an unbelievable player. I think Carson helps a lot. All he cares about is winning. His attitude kind of rubs off on everyone else. And all we care about is winning. I think that's evident by the way the receivers, the tight ends, the running backs don't really care about their individual stats.